Hachette Audio presents Competence, The Custard Protocol, Book 3. Written by Gail Carriger. Read by Maura Quirk. Chapter 1. A Lioness in a Hat and Other Concerns.
And to think, Primrose tried not to be grim, that only a few moments ago I felt misled by the claim that this is the biggest way station in the South Pacific.
Turns out, Singapore's Way Station Alpha was a lot larger than one liked when one suddenly had to run all the way across it. The Honourable Miss Primrose Tunstall hated running. To be honest, she rather loathed exercise of any sort, it being at best heart-palpitatingly incommodious and at worst, well, sticky and stinky. If she was lucky, the most strenuous endeavour she need undertake in any given day was the lifting of a teacup to her lips. Unfortunately, since signing on board the Spotted Custard, Prim was rarely so lucky. To wit, the fact that she was right now positively dashing through a crowded way station. Dashing? Well, dash it! Primrose wasn't stupid. She was wearing her summer weight stays and her most modish muslin travel gown. Singapore was, after all, quite close to the equator, and thus deserving of warm weather attire, even when not dashing. Yes, it was late December, but it was also hot. Unfortunately, even her lightest corsetry wasn't designed for an all-out sprint.
If I'd known, I should have worn my tennis dress.
Except, of course, that Primrose Tunstall would not be caught dead shopping in a tennis dress of an evening, equator or no. The very idea! Primrose shook her head at her own flights of whimsy.
Tennis dress indeed!
And put on another burst of speed as the gondola section of the Spotted Custard, which had been moored quite safely and respectably above station decks a mere quarter of an hour previous, slowly sank out of sight.
So doth my ship collapse away from me, sad and sagging. I left it too long.
Of course, the initial impression might be that the Spotted Custard was intent on leaving Primrose behind, or had forgotten about her. This was always a possibility. Captain Prudence Akeldama was anything but prudent, and had, on more than one occasion, forgotten about something important. It was...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?